This is Principal Perspectives, brought to you by Oregon Gear Up and Education Partnerships Incorporated. Middle and high school principals share their successes, challenges, and advice on creating a college-going culture and a positive learning environment for students and staff.
The bottom line in the success that Fleming has had is that there are very high standards and expectations for conduct and for academics. And those standards are held, and the expectations are held with consistency.
The current administrative team of Principal John George and Assistant Principal Mark Higgins attributes the turnaround of Fleming Middle School in Grants Pass, Oregon, to clear communication of high expectations for students, parents, and staff.
Fleming Middle School historically had been the lowest achieving middle school in the Three Rivers School District for some time prior to our arrival here. They had had a significant turnover in administrators over a successive period of years. I think they had had 5 different principals in 6 years. They had had significant staff turnover and turmoil, actually. When Greg Tardieu and I arrived, Greg was my first assistant principal, Fleming was a school of about 520 students. The summer prior to my taking the position, I had to cut 4 teaching staff. We transitioned from a 7-period day embedded prep to a 6-period day common prep schedule. So there were some significant changes that occurred just in the structure of the building itself and the teaching staff. Our first year here was an overwhelming experience, to be honest with you. It was my first principal position. I'd formerly been a high school administrator, teacher, coach. There were significant discipline issues, and again, the academic issues that went with that. Our first year as an administrative team, we serviced over 1,500 major office discipline referrals in one school year. Our academic performance scores on the Oregon State Assessment were below 50% pretty much across the board. So after that first year, really there weren't any changes implemented other than working very hard to establish relationships with the teachers, to get the teachers to understand that we were going to be here for a while. We worked very hard to let them know that we would support them. We set very high expectations in terms of student discipline. We had 27 expulsions our first year here, for fights, drug possession, other things like that. That first year was really significant in terms of sending a message to both students, parents, and staff that high ethical conduct and behavioral expectations were going to be the norm, and that we were going to be an academic institution. We worked very diligently at communicating that at all times. Not everybody agreed with us, and there were a lot of battles that we fought. But I think that was probably the most significant impact, was that they understood that we were going to do those things. You know, we spent a lot of time looking at data in terms of both academics and behavioral data, trying to find out on an individual level and on a system level where we needed help. I realized that we needed a change in terms of our disciplinary strategies. I did some research, I attended some conferences, and the next year we implemented our PBIS program. But it took a lot of time and energy to get teachers to agree upon expectations, common expectations for our kids, the whole philosophy of PBIS. But once we reached that point, things really started to take off for us. It really provided the staff with a common language and a common understanding of, if this happens, then this will be the result, the consequence, or the reward for that happening. And it really worked both with staff and students in terms of expectations. Mm-hmm. We went to a more isolated structure for our grade levels in the second year. Our building is situated such that we have 3 distinct wings, so we separated our building by wing. So we have a 6th grade wing, a 7th grade wing, and an 8th grade wing. That took care of a lot of our discipline issues.
In addition to tackling behavioral issues, Fleming Middle School started a new academic schedule that doubled up on subjects for students struggling in class.
For instance, if we had a 6th grader that came to us and hadn't met the standard in the 5th grade, we would place that student in the 6th grade language arts class, for example, And then we would also place that student in a sixth grade reading class, which was, the reading class was designed specifically to focus on the deficiencies in their reading, whereas the language arts class would continue to move forward in the content standards. The other thing that we did that was pretty significant was we took writing out of the language arts curriculum in the sixth grade and made a writing class separate from that. My philosophy has always been that writing is probably the most important thing that we teach. That was a pretty significant battle at the time, because parents were saying, well, my kid wants to have woodshop. Communicating to parents that, well, I would love for your student to have woodshop, but my job is to get them to read. You know, those were some difficult conversations at the time. We did the same thing for our math program. And those were non-special ed pullouts that we utilized in terms of double-dipping kids. Another significant switch that we made is that we went to a total push-in model on our special ed department, where all of our special ed students, except our most significantly impaired students, we also have a disabled learner program, a multi-handicap facility on campus, all of those students were pushed into the regular classroom to be exposed to grade-level content and receive support in the special ed setting in that manner, which was a significant change for the teachers on staff. Our second year, we saw an increase in our academic levels. Small, but still pretty significant, about a 5% jump. Our disciplinary levels went down about a third that second year, but I think it was really year three that we saw the most dramatic improvement, when we fully rolled out our PBIS program, when we had our academic structure in place and people were comfortable with it. My third year here, the teachers felt and understood that they would be supported, that they would be able to be protected in the classroom, that the instructional time was going to be sacred. That's a big thing for our teachers. They don't want interruptions during their instructional time. So we protect that as much as possible. You know, our mantra those first few years was just teach. That's the secret. I just want you to teach. We'll do everything else. You just teach. If there's a disruption in the classroom from a student, remove the student so you can continue to teach. We'll fix the disruption. Year three was a great year for us because I had a team that had been around for a couple years. Our first group of sixth graders that we worked very hard with in understanding expectations were now eighth graders. Although we'd lost a few positions, the staff knew the system. The staff knew the structure. The parents understood what the expectations were. It was a team. We have phenomenal teachers. We really do. And I support them 100%.
Assistant Principal Mark Higgins shares his view on Fleming's success.
By the time I got here, Fleming's reputation was well known. You know, I moved in from another school within our district. The system itself made it easy for me to step into. Like John said a minute ago, the teachers are on board, the teachers know the system, they know what expectations are, they know the communication piece. And that's from administrative to the teaching staff, the classified staff, the community. The communication piece has to be there or this doesn't work. You know, John and I this year spend a huge amount of time counseling parents and explaining to parents and getting their intake also, what are the concerns that we have and why do we do things the way we do? It's hard to argue with success. Well, success breeds success.
Finally, John George shares his advice for other administrators in similar situations.
I think that sometimes young administrators get caught up in the jargon of education rather than just being real with people and being honest and blunt sometimes. It's not easy to tell a teacher of 24 years as a first-year administrator that you found things in their lesson or their planning that you weren't comfortable with. But if you don't have those conversations, and as the leader of a building, if you don't communicate that, why are you there? It's pretty difficult to communicate to a parent, but if parents and staff and students too see that, really, we're just trying to get the success, and you can't have success unless you're meeting the expectations, when you get them to that point, then they do understand. So the communication piece with all stakeholders is key.
Thanks for listening to Principal Perspectives, brought to you by Oregon Gear Up and Education Partnerships Incorporated. Visit our website, gearup.ous.edu, to listen in on more conversations from Oregon school leaders, as well as access resources and information about preparing students for higher education. At Oregon Gear Up, we believe that college is not a dream, it's a plan.